This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Consumer demand is constantly changing, and agricultural markets have to adapt. Speaking on the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, Marlena Bursch says market development and diversification in pulses has been critical for stronger and more stable prices for farmers.
I think we sometimes forget when we talk about pulses that price points are very important, particularly when they develop new markets. When we started producing red lentils, and I must admit, when they very first came up, I thought, oh, this is such a small market and the prices are lower and so on. But obviously, you know, the red lentil market is much, much bigger now. And that has added a whole new set of markets for us on the lentil side. Same with yellow peas. When we figured out that yellow peas can compete with desi chickpeas into India, for example, again, being competitive, being able to offer alternatives to the buyers, actually, that was a major landmark. And simultaneously, when we figured out that when we go into China and we can compete with yellow peas into the mung bean with yellow peas, that was a major landmark because that's all price related. So understanding those markets and discovering those possibilities along with your buyers, that's what gives you the next step.
That's Marlena Bursch, co-founder of Mercantile Consulting Venture. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.